Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is a professor at George Washington University, who is joining us now via satellite from Washington. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us now. I want to ask, you know, this violence that we've seen today in Damascus comes on the heels of the United States designating the Al-Nusra Front, for example, as a terrorist organization, while at the same time accepting the Syrian National Coalition as the legitimate representative of the Syrian people. Where, you know, guide us through this maze. How much responsibility does the U.S. have for the kind of violence that we're seeing on the streets in Syria right now?
As you may know, President Obama yesterday announced his endorsement and recognition of the Syrian opposition as the legitimate government representing the Syrian people. So gradually you will find a strong U.S. backing. The question is, how does this U.S. support lend itself to changing the reality inside Syria? We are witnessing basically very daring attacks inside important and powerful bureaucracies within the diameter of Damascus itself. But the question is, how frequent are these attacks going to happen? You may recall that there was an attack 2 months ago on the defense ministry and it claimed many casualties. Now the interior ministry basically is the police. So the question is how often, how daring we will find these attacks. And of course, Washington will have a reaction because with President Obama's announcement that America recognizes the opposition in Syria as a legitimate government comes also American responsibility. So with the growing recognition or the acknowledged recognition, you'll find growing American involvement. So someone can say safely that the year 2013 will be the year of Syria.
Right, so Professor, now that we have American involvement, as you said, and American responsibility as well, does that mean that we will see more peace on the ground in Syria or the opposite?
Sadly, no. We will find no peace in Syria and no stability in Syria soon. Why? Because there is a big polarization. There is also the fear of the nations around Syria. Today, Jordan expressed its fears that the situation in Syria could go out of hand. And Jordan is a strong ally of the United States. So the United States has to establish a degree of consensus among the nations surrounding Syria. Otherwise, these nations will be impacted negatively with any development that transpires inside Syria. Obama has to be careful. Hillary is temporarily removed from the Syrian scene because of her illness. But we do not know really who represents the American, or who is handling the American, Syrian file in Washington? Is it going to be an Obama direct supervision, or is he going to leave it to the CIA or to the National Security Council? And if really terror pervades, what kind of an American reaction will happen, considering that since the beginning of the year 2000, or since September 11, America has a declared war against terror. So it has terror in Syria poses a big question to America's declared strategy.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That's Professor Nabil Mikhail of George Washington University speaking to us live from Washington. Professor, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.